Got a relationship problem? Let the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show screw it up. This is free therapy.
On 99.7 DJX, you can always text us, 502-571-9970. Christina is on the phone. Christina, hey, where do you want to begin?
All right, well, let's see, where do I start? I'm 25.
Okay.
And I just got, like, an awesome job at a law firm. So, what do? I want to spend money. And I've always said to myself that once I get that perfect job,
sure,
I'm going to get myself a Mercedes. I know I have expensive taste, but...
Wow.
Wow. Okay.
I've wanted one forever. Yeah. And now I have a chance to buy one.
Well...
You're 25.
So, well, it's your first... You landed your first big job. I get that. You want to treat yourself. Okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, I mean, have you gone so far as to, like, pick one out or anything, or...
Yes, actually, the dealership is holding the perfect one for me. But the deadline is today, basically. And it's, like, perfect. It's 2 years old. It's white and leather. And it's got low miles. Smells perfect.
So, let me break it down this way. What is this going to do to your budget? Have you figured out, like, with the payment, how that's going to work out for your budget and what you're making and what you're going to need to live on?
Yes, that is where the problem lies.
Okay.
Once I do the math and, you know, all of my expenses and all that good stuff, I'll only have about $65 left in, like, going out money every month.
65 bucks?
All right. Well, yeah. She's saying just, like, in kick-around money,
and so
right?
This is after groceries, after paying all your
this
bills?
This is after all of my expenses.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Like, let's go out and have a drink money.
Yeah.
Okay.
So what do your friends think?
I have some that think, treat yourself, you deserve it. And then I have others that are like, you're stupid, don't do it.
Yeah. I mean.
So let me just say, this is kind of like you're talking to a guy who literally drove the same car for 18 years. 283,000 miles on it, like never let go. But back in the day, I wanted to get an old Porsche and just have it like as a historic car or whatever. And I'm thinking, you know what? You're 25. If you've got the money, do it.
Ben Davis.
Because, listen, this is
unexpected from you.
If your friends are going to want to drive in your car so you can make them buy you drinks. If you make a mistake, you're going to have the rest of your life to fix it.
This is your point of view on this. This is unexpected.
Christina,
listen,
YOLO.
No, not. Did you actually say that out loud?
I did.
Oh, Christina, listen to me. I'm feeling like you live in your new job and your new budget for a while, okay? You see how that's going to work out. Are you sure that you're not going to miss that extra money every month? Because, like, once you get yourself into that, I mean, that's going to be for a long time.
I know. Christina, typically I'm a miser when it comes to my money.
I'm shocked at you.
I feel good about you.
YOLOing this is what you're doing?
We've got a lot of people chiming in, text messages already. So, and then regardless of what happens, you said you've got to make a decision today, right? The dealership's holding it through today. Can you call us back tomorrow and, like, tell us what you decided to do?
Yes, of course.
We're kind of invested. And Ben really wants to live vicariously through you. So, I mean, that's really what it comes down to.
Do it. Get the car.
Oh, gosh.
First two text messages we got. One of them says, honey, don't do it. The very next text message, do it. I drive a BMW. There's nothing like driving a car you love.
Wow.
So first, immediately, it's split. Who's on the YOLO train with me?
Nobody. Not one person. You're still looking for one person to jump on board the YOLO train with you, and it's not happening.
I will say a ton of text messages. Let's get to some text messages here real quick. Ben has never been more wrong. Okay.
True.
All right. Fine.
Yes.
Aaron texts in and says, hey, being able to buy something and being able to afford something are two different things.
Yes.
Someone asks, is she accounting for a savings account? I have no idea.
No, I'm looking at the $65 of extra, she says, going out money, but that's just extra after all of your expenses money. That should cover anything that comes up emergency-wise. I mean, she's just calling it drink money. That's really extra padding for anything that comes up out of the ordinary.
But Greg says, hey, job end unexpectedly. You're 25. Spend your money on liquor.
Oh, okay.
That's the gift that keeps on giving
right
there.
But then you got Kristen. Seriously, what is the point in having having a car like that when you can't afford to even use it? And Justin's like, the fact that this is even a question is alarming. And everyone else is just like, no, not just yet.
Like, don't do it. My husband drives a Cadillac and just recently had to replace a tire. $300 for one tire.
That's $65 in drinking money. Is not going to cover that.
No. A lot of people are saying, how is she going to afford maintenance on Mercedes?
Exactly.
At the age of 25. Hey, Aaron.
I own a business here in Louisville, and I can tell you cars are very expensive.
Yeah.
If she lives outside of her means, then she's only going to create problems for herself. You know, if friends want to go out and do stuff, she's got to choose the car over going out. And if the car breaks down,
German
engineering is not easy to fix.
Yes, those are expensive cars to fix. And that's exactly. My, like, the mom part in me is like, listen, you've got to be a little bit more practical about this.
Aaron, don't throw reason into this decision. Don't throw logic and reason. We do not need logic. This needs to be a knee-jerk decision.
You're ruining YOLO Ben over here.
I know. I'm all about this. Hey, Jenny.
Hi.
So you did the exact same thing that Christina did.
Absolutely. My goal was to own a Mercedes sports coupe by the time I was 50 years old. In June, a month before my birthday, drive by the lot, bam, car sitting there, gotta have it. Did it, impulse buy. I was like, that's it, met the goal. And then I had to take it to the Mercedes dealer. Girlfriend, $150 an hour is the maintenance fee. I was petrified to drive my own car. So check this out. I sold it. And now I get to watch my dream car being driven by my coworker.
Well, okay. Oh. So listen, Jenny, you are ruining this YOLO moment, okay?
She's got to consider
it.
That.
I'm all over some YOLO. I YOLO'd it, but then I YOLO'd it right back out.
See, there you go. That is sound advice, Jenny. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Christina texts in and says, I think it'll be all fun in the beginning, but once the new wears off, you'll realize it was a bad idea. And my name is Christina, too. So listen to me.
Oh, there it is. Yep. All right.
Kim.
Yes.
You on the YOLO train with me?
Yes, I am.
You're the one.
Kim, did you make some sort of large purchase like this, or do you just want to see Christina make a bad decision?
No, not at all.
Okay.
My son is 26.
Okay.
He bought a little sports car last year, and my son is very responsible. She may have to pick a part-time job. Nothing wrong with that, but I say go for it. You only live once.
That's right. Right.
Wow.
You only live once.
Okay.
The YOLO train is leaving the station.
Okay.
You know what? And honestly, like, as a dad, I would say you better never. But as just a bystander that's over here, like, I'm tossing the YOLO train whistle.
You want to go on a ride, don't you?
I want
Christina to swing by and take you around the block.
That's right. I will buy her lunch.
Okay. Well, you're probably going to have to because she's going to have nothing left.
People texting in, that's why our country's in the shape it's in.
Wow.
Everyone lives off debt instead of their own means.
That's hashtag America right there.
You guys are throwing way too much reason into this. Why can't we assume that Christina is good with her money?
Because she told us she's going to have $65 left.
That's
why. She flat out told us.
Maybe her parents are rich.
Numbers not adding up too well.
Okay.
Did you watch a part of his soul die just then? That just kind of happened.
Another text message is like, hey, life's about experiences.
Yes.
She needs to spend her money on travel.
Yes.
Going to concerts.
Oh, that's way better.
Going out with friends.
Yeah, 1,000%.
At least that's my idea of YOLO.
Yes. It's about the experience. Oh, that's great advice.
How old are you?
I'm 22.
22, would you do it? Luxury car.
You got a high-paying job.
You have $65 left in the bank at the end of the month.
I can make $65 go a long way.
There it is.
You're not listening.
YOLO train.
Listen.
There it is.
Listening ears on.
I don't trust myself, though. I don't trust myself with the car.
Can I point something out? In the couple weeks you've been with us, you've lost your folder twice and your backpack once. So I'm just, can I point that out?
I mean, you can.
Hey, but listen, I got this little clip now to keep my keys to
keep my
keys. There it is. Perfect.
On my belt loop.
There it is. Perfect. Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Solving the problem.
All right. All right. So our intern on the YOLO train. All right. So anyways, regardless, I mean, everybody's saying don't do it.
I'm kind of invested.
Because is reason going to win out over her just her desire to own a Mercedes?
I'm expecting that once the excitement kind of settles and she really wraps her brain around it, maybe listens to all of these points that were made, she's going to make the responsible choice.
Okay. Y'all are a bunch of stick in the muds.
I'm so sorry to see the disappointment in your face, Ben.
I know.
You so desperately just wanted more people to jump on
Kim
board the YOLO train.
Kim and I were the only ones on the YOLO train.
You guys are the conductors.
We were the conductors. Man, that train's going fast down the track, too.